So we see card descendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mngela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 28 Mpandula 2023 ngutabo kancube endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ukuba lolwazi ukuba lembiko dilungele dilungele lomuntu ukuba athole into ayifunayo njengomnyaka lo usikhuluma ni access to information ku digital space.
IZimbabwe namuhla imanyane lamazwe omhlaba ukunanza usuku lwe-International Day for Universal Access to Information kulo mhlangano oqhutshwe eHarare obukhokhelwa ngumphathintambo wezokwethula kwembiko. Uhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezomumo welizwe olwezinstat luthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yokudla lokunye sekuthiye iningi labantu ligcwele nzima elizweni. Amalunga ebandla eliphikisayo elama-Republicans ePhalamende yeMelika, iHouse of Representatives, namuhla aqale uphenyo lwawo phezu kwamacala enkohlakalo athi engaba adalwa ngumongameli Joe Biden. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. IZimbabwe namuhla imanyane lamazwe omhlaba ukunanza usuku lwe-International Day for Universal Access to Information kulo mhlangano oqhutshwe eHarare obukhokhelwa ngumphathintambo ogatsha lokwethula kwembiko uDr. Jan van Muswere. Othe uhulumende usethuthukise ukutholakala kwembiko ngokuvumela ukuvulwa kwemisakazo eminingi eZimbabwe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba e-Studio 7 ikhulume lenkosazana Samantha Svanda ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso emela amalungelo abakhubazekileyo e-Signs of Hope.
Ya nxa sikhangela usuku lolu lwe International Day of Universal Access to Information liqakathekile kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi ukuba lolwazi ukuba lembiko lilungelo lilungelo lomuntu ukuba athole into ayifunayo njengomnyaka lo usikhuluma ni access to information ku digital space njengokuthi ku internet emafonini. So at the end of the day nxa sikhangele abantu abakhubazekileyo baba lama challenges amaningi kakhulu ekubeni bethole imbiko befunde ezinye izinto njalo bebe lolwazi mayelana lezinto eziningi ezishiyetshiyeneyo.
Isekelo sombuso welizwe ku section 62 sipha abantu ilungelo lokuthola imbiko. Ubona ngani abantu bayakwazi na ukuthi balelungelo leli njalo leli lungelo liyahlonitshwa na eZimbabwe?
Abantu abaningi abakwazi ukuthi balalo ilungelo lokuba bethole imbiko. Sayenza isurvey encane siku National Disability Expo sibuza abantu kumbe bayayazi iFreedom of Information Act eyiyo ekhuluma ngokuthi uhulumende engayenza njani ukuthi umuntu wonke ebe lolwazi. Abantu abaningi abakhubazekileyo babekhuluma ngokuthi bona abakaze bezwe nge-Freedom of Information Act. Njalo saba lethuba lokuthi sisebenzise yona i-Freedom of Information Act sicela ulwazi kuma-government institutions. Bona ngokwabo labo babengakwazi abanye bakhona ukuthi kulento enjalo kule form elifilwayo kulani kumele kube lama information officers asema ofisini kahulumende. So at the end of the day uyathola ukuthi it's both umuntu kaZulu, the citizen or the government officers bonke abakabi lolwazi olugcweleyo.
Kuyini ongakhuthaza ukuthi kwenziwe ukuze abantu beZimbabwe bathole leli lungelo ngokugcweleyo?
So kulezinto eziningi esengike ngazikhuluma ukuthi sidinga i-improvement kuma-services especially our internet. Nxa singakhangela more than half of the population ihlala emaphandleni. So with all that population sibona ingani that i-digital divide kumbe ungatholakali kwama-services awe-internet lani emakhaya kusuka kube nzima. uhulumende wafaka in place ama community information centers. So kumele ukuthi uzulu ayaziswe abe lolwazi ukuthi i community information center ingapi, ukwenzela ukuthi yena la ekwanise ukuthi ethole ulwazi at a better price. Ngenxa ukuthi uhulumende usebenzisa okuthiwa universal services fund ukubana eyenza ukuthi ama community information centers lawo abe khona, njalo umuntu o uzulu wonke abe lolwazi at a cheaper rate. Njalo mbona ukuthi concerning abantu abalama disabilities kumele kube lama technologies ukurejiswa kwe tax to ama organizations a importer ama assistive technologies. Lokhu kuba lula ngenxa yokuthi even lokhu bazayile uzathola i-technology leyana ichiphile. Nxa singakhangela even at the moment yona umtshina owenza i-braille ngokwayo uyadura. So ukuthi yonke organization iphinde idelive imbiko nge-braille kusuka kube
lo ube ngukosazana Samantha Svanda owenhlanganiso emela amalungelo abantu abakhubazekileyo e-Signs of Hope ekhuluma le-Studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezomumo welizwe olweZimbabwe National Statistics Agency Zimstat luthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yokudla lokunye okudingakalayo ukuze abantu bephile kuhle kanye lokwehla kwesisindo sedola leZimbabwe nxa lilinganiswa lelemelika sekuchiye iningi lithwele nzima lingasakwazi ukuthi lenzeni unakekela imoli. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba namhla, umqondisi weZimstat unkosikazi Mathiwone Saphiri uthe intengo yempahla ikhuphuke okwethusayo lonyaka nxa uqathaniswa lasikhathi sinye nyakenye.
The CPI for education had the highest month-on-month inflation rate of 6.0%, followed by communication at 5.8%.
Bese kuthi iCPI yezemfundo yangenyanga ikhuphuke kakhulu emazingeni okwehla kwamandla emali enyangeni ibe ku 6.0%, ilandelwa ngezokuxhumana ngo 5.8%.
Unkosikazi Phiri uphinde wathi imali edingekayo ukuze umuntu oyedwa aphile kuhle okweviki isiphezulu kancane uma kuqathaniswa leya idingeka ngenyanga edluleyo kancabakazi.
The food poverty line for one person in September 2023 was 73,236 Zimbabwe dollars, up from 70,460.81 Zimbabwe dollars in August 2023.
Ukudla komuntu oyedwa ngombandula 2023 bekubizwa imali engange 73,236 yamadola eZimbabwe, kusuka kumadola ayi 70,460 ngoncabakazi kumnyaka ka 2023.
Okunye okuphume kulomhlangano yikuthi kulesikhexe esikhulu phakathi kwemali engene elizweni ngenyanga kancabakazi ngemva kokuthengiselana lamanye amazwe ebikwa ingaphansi kwesilinganiso sokuphezu kokuhlanu ekhulwini 5.4%. Kule mali engenileyo kulaleyo ephumileyo eleZimbabwe lithenga impahla kwamanye amazwe. Umnumzana Efidlila Ncube owenhlanganiso ebona ngezamalungelo abathengi ye-National Consumer Rights Association NACORA upha umbono wakhe ngokuvezwe ngabeZimstat.
Kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu okufanele uhulumende ayisukumele abone ukuthi kuvinjelwa ngayiphi indlela. Yinto kungamelanga siyithathe kancane leyo.
Unobhala enhlanganisweni emela isebenzi eyeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthi akukho okutsha kulokho okuchiwo ngabeZimstat.
Sesibona ke amabhizinisi amancane ke akufaneleke asevalile. Izisebenzi eziningi okwamanje phakathi kwelizwe zisila ngokuzisebenza.
Omunye wabaphila ngokuzisebenza umnumzana Nkululeko Chuma uthi inengi elinjengaye liphila nzima kusimo somnotho eseZimbabwe.
Ngoba ungakhathi unemployment rate yalapho ukuthi phezulu njani. Abantu bayadinga imisebenzi, abanye ngama-graduates, babalayo imisebenzi balama-degree yabo. No, lokhu kumele kukhanyelwe sibini nguhulumende.
Imizamo yokuxhumana lomphathintambo wezemali uProfessor Mthuli Ncube yehlule ngoba ubengaphenduli ucingo lwakhe kanye losiba lukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, umnumzana John Mangujika. Kodwa ezinye ingcwethi kwezenotho zithi uhulumende ucatsha ngomunwe lapho esithi izinto zizinzile elizweni abantu abaningi ikakhulu emaphandleni besidla imbuya ngoluthi ekhuluma emhlanganweni womanyano wamazwe womhlaba owe United Nations General Assembly ngeviki edluleyo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthe eleZimbabwe lilizwe elilomnotho okhule ngamandla kuminyaka emithathu edluleyo kodwa abaphikisayo bathi umlomo awucwalelwa ngumfula izolo abohlangothi lwe-Monetary Policy Committee ARBZ bangene umhlangano wokuzama ukuphuma lendlela zokwenza uzinze umnotho welizwe njalo impumela yomhlangano lo ikhangelelwe ukwaziswa uzulu lobanini ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis gama
Abo gacha luka hulumende obulubona ngokuthuthukiswa kwamafekitali lamabhizimusi olwe industry and commerce bahlangane labo somabhizimusi kobulawayo behluza umthetho ohlose ukuthuthukisa zamabhizimusi kusukusela ngomnyaka ozayo kusiyafika umnyaka ka 2030. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Abogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokuthuthukiswa kwamafekithali lamabhizimusi ole industry and commerce bahlangane labo somabhizimusi bobulawayo behluza umthetho ohlose ukuthuthukisa ezamabhizimusi kusukela ngomnyaka ozayo kusiyafika umnyaka ka 2030 lolu hlelo luqhutshwa ngokusebenzelana labenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba uhlangothi olubona ngokuthuthukiswa komnotho emazweni ahlukeneyo e-United Nations Economic Commission ekhuluma emhlanganweni owenzelwe kobulawayo umqondisi wogatsha lwezamafekithali kobulawayo unkosikazi Mary Chigojo uthi umthetho okhona okwamanje usufike emaphethelweni
Today the ministry is in the process of validating the 24 to 2030.
Uhulumende uphakathi kokusungula umthetho yokulawula amabhizimusi kusukela ngo 2024 kusiya kumnyaka ka 2030.
Obona ngezohlonzi lempahla esetshenziswa nguZulu kuConsumer Council of Zimbabwe, umnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi bakhangelele umthetho olobudlelwano obuhle labathengi labalungisa impahla.
So sikhangelele ukuthi ipolicy to incorporate icreate ubudlelwano obuhle phakathi kwa service provider nomthengi ukuthi ukutholakala kwezinto ama cost ezinto iquality yezinto should be negotiated between u consumer no service provider so i policy ibe le base yoku create obudlelwano obuhle
abamabhizimusi amancane abangene umhlangano walamuhla bathi bakhangelele umthetho ozabatholisa imali yokukhulisa amabhizimusi lokhu kugcizelelwe ngumgcini sihlalo ebulawayo Chambers of SMEs umnumzana Constantine Ngwenya
into sikhangelele kakhulu ku policy and finance policy the financing of my SMEs. So that my SMEs are in a way to lose the
ngezamabhizimusi e-United Nations Economic Commission for Africa Sub-Regional Office uDokotela Oliver Maponga uthi bakubone kufanele ukuthi bancedisane leZimbabwe ukuphuma lomthetho ozanceda ukuthuthukisa amabhizimusi.
We are working with the Zimbabwean government following their request to recalibrate and develop a new industrial policy. The current policy expire.
Inhlanganiso ye-United Nations iphakathi kohlelo lokunceda ilizwe leZimbabwe ukubumba umthetho ozancedisa ukuqhutshwa kwebhizinisi khonapha elizweni sukusela ngomhlaka 2024 kusiya ku 2030.
Excited that the Zimbabwean government has decided to make this process very consultative. We are currently in Bulawayo consulting with the stakeholders in Bulawayo on the draft policy.
Zimbabwe ithi isilinganiso sempahla elungiswa elizweni sikhuphukile sisuka kumachumi amahlanu lanhlanu ekhulwini 55% ngo 2021 sisiya kumachumi ayisitshiyangalombili 80% ngo 2022 emavinkilini kuthi isilinganiso sempahla ethengiselwa kwamanye amazwe laso sikhuphuke sisuka kumadola ayizigidi eziphezu kwamakhulu amahlanu 324 million US dollars ngo 2021 sisiya kumadola aphezu kwezigidi ezingamakhulu edlula amakhulu amathathu lengxenye 366 million ngo-2022. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ela kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, amalunga ebandla eliphikisayo elama Republicans eParliamente yeMelika, iHouse of Representatives, namuhla aqale uphenyo lwawo phezu kwamacala enkohlakalo athi engaba adalwa ngumongameli Joe Biden aphathelane lamabhizimusi endodana yakhe uHunter. Kodwa abebandla likaBiden elama Democrats bathi ama Republicans ahlukuluza nje uBiden ngezombusazwe, ngoba sekuke kwenziwa uphenyo olufanayo kwangatholakali lutho. Oke waba ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump laye wake wathonisiswa ngamacala ePhalamende, kodwa watholakala emsulwa ngemva kokuvikelwa ngabebandla lakhe. Ukuhlaziya udaba lukaBiden sixoxe lolwela amalungelo oluntu njalo olandela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tifa Dube.
Okwenziwa ngama-Republicans babunkomo into esivele evele lindele nguZulu, ngoba kuyibo njalo bakuhlongozayo lokhu ukuthi kwenzakale. So lo mlilo ababasayo awumangazi ngalutho, ngoba kuvele kuyinto abakade kudala beloko beyiqhuquzela ukuthi ayenzakale, ngenxa yokuthi bona bafisa ukuthi umnumzana uBiden laphana ukuthi abe impeached ukwenzela ukuthi laye aphume esikhundleni. Ukuba impeached ngithemba ukuthi siyazi ukuthi umongameli nxa engabe impeached, ikakhulukazi umuntu ofana lo Biden, kuba khona izinto eziye eziningi asuke zimlahlekele kakhulukazi nxa sisiya empilweni yakhe after i-presidium yakhe, after sedlulise ukuba ngumongameli. Ongawukuthi uyabe ngaselalo ithuba elifana likaDonald Trump ukuthi mhlawumbe abuye njalo alwise ukuthi abuye angene. Okuyinto esibona ukuthi yingakho ama-Republicans balwisa ngakho konke kusebanjele ukuthi abe impeached, benzela khona ukuthi bamzwise ubuhlungu obukhulu kakhulu, ngoba nxa kungaphumelela kungabe yinto ezamenza alimale kakhulu ikakhulukazi empilweni yakhe after politics.
UTrump yena waimpeachwa kumbe wetheswa amacala ngabebandla likaBiden ama-Democrats amthonisisa edale lePhalamende, kodwa wavikelwa ngabebandla lakhe elama-Republicans. Kudaba lukaBiden lapha ubona kuhamba njani?
Kuyimvama lokho bamkomo ukuthi sibone kusiba lokuvikelana okunjalo, ukuthi abeqembu bavikele lo oyabe engumongameli ongumkhokheli wabo ngaleso sikhathi, ngoba sisazi ukuthi nxa kungabe kungenzeka bengamvikeli kuyabe kuzachiya umthelela omubi ozaxekela phansi iqembu labo, nxa kukuthi mhlambe kuye kwahamba kwaze kwafika ekuthenini kwenzakale njalo bengazange batengisela ukuthi bameseka ekuthenini engatholakali elecala kulokho kuyabe kusenzakala. So asonto imangazayo njalo asonto entsha leyo lakwezinye izikhathi ezibuyele emuva, noma singaze sibuyele sefika kubo Bush lakubo Bill Clinton, iziningi izinto nxa singakhumbula labo Clinton izigemegeme ezazisenzakala kubo Clinton laphana. Kodwa ke kwakufika esikhathini sokuthi abalandeli bakhe babeqhubekela phambili belokhu bemeseka iloba, noma into beyibona ukuthi nansi isegcekeni kodwa ke babeqhubekela belokhu bemeseka, okutshengisela sobala ukuthi babetshengisa i-solidarity ukubambana kwabantu kulelo bandla labo lezopolitiki.
Umnumzana Tifa Dube ulwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ulandela ezombusazwe zeMelika. Abantu bamelele ukuzwa ukuba ibandla leCitizens Coalition for Change liza kwenzani ngokhetho oluqhutshwe kunyanga edluleyo abathi lwatshontshwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa leZANU-PF. Bathi akwaziwa lokuza kwethulwa luhlangothi lweSouthern African Development Community olubona ngezomvikela lezombusazwe, olweSADC Troika Organ on Politics and Security oluhlafune izolo udaba lokhetho oluqhutshwe eZimbabwe enkundleni zokuxhumana. Umhlangano lo ubukhokhelwa ngumongameli Hakainde Hichilema wakwele Zambia, olobe enkundleni yokuxhumana eFacebook ukuba bahlaziye lokhetho oluqhutshwe kwamanye amazwe loluzaqhutshwa kusikhathana esilandelayo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi kumele kwenziwe ukhetho olutsha, kodwa eleZANU-PF lithi selidumele edlula, ngakho-ke sesifikile isikhathi sokwakha ilizwe leZimbabwe. Ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba, uGibbs Dube uxoxela unkosikazi Barbara Gwangwara, okubandla le-CCC lomnumzana Kudamun Saka, ilunga leZANU-PF njalo okwinhlanganiso ye-Forever Associates Zimbabwe edlelana lebandla elibusayo. Unkosazana Gwangwara usungula lingxoxo.
I-disputed election kusho ukuthi khona the president is illegitimate. Sasile into ekuthiwa yi-illegitimate crisis. Yi-problem esinayo. I-problem yokuthi abantu bakhona bona laba batshontshayo bazenza bona osanqondo abazenza onina mina. But engikutshela khona akuna lizwe elizakwakhiwa, akuna lizwe elakhiwayo. But into ezakwenza ayila iwutshontsha ngoba sikwazi ukuthi iZANU-PF iyatshontsha. La basekeli bakhona bona laba abasekeli iZANU-PF ungababona. They are benefiting. Why some supporters have done NP chicken in? I was saying last chicken in as I pure. So what they are going to pan? So I will allow to lose a hammer then. Am I elections now? It is treated. Young into even disputed. And the finances are continuing. So local Sikulum Uchi. Am I elections? I don't know. We all go to the HIV gives. We are charged. Another niggas will allow it. So he goes to Kukona. In situation, Ekona. Whether it's unfair for you.
As far as that we are concerned, an illegitimate president does not go to UN. Who president went to go UN is a legitimate president. Amanye ama heads of state they are busy engaging in Zimbabwe and local behavior in government president is legitimate. But it is really pambi, it's really a pambi lady. We were developing this country before election, and the scoberasi a pambi is a developer, it is really lobaba umnanga kwa na level local city illegitimate. But I figure again, next 5 years, local behavior city that illegitimate. They qualify 45 years. Engine ne foot all land the lawyers and PFA voted local city illegitimate. Abani me local base if I opposition will come illegitimate. Who president is not an illegitimate president. He's a legitimate president by virtue of which okay no Zulu or Zimbabwe, majority Zimbabwe. Abashala Lapa in Zimbabwe. So Kates won't come out is going ahead in Piloyake. About to buy a bayasebenza abazenza imisebenzi yabo bakontinya baya phambili ngempilo zabo besakha ilizwe labo. So akula lokho ukuthi illegitimate lokho. Ngabe u-illegitimate ngabe kahambi kuma international fora ngabe kabizwa ngoba illegitimate.
Mama Gwangwara,
as we speak, ilizwe liyaphambili bayayakha sibili bayayeza ama-investors wona la vela emazweni abathi illegitimate.
Akumphendule Mama Gwangwara.
Why is that yanqishwa yathathelwa i-AIDS leya eyinikwa uthi yikho kutshengisa ukuthi khona amanye amazwana wawakhuluma ngawo. Gibbs, this is 28 namhla. Sizaphenduka futhi sikhuluma sesikhuluma enye indaba. 2008 bayenza njalo iZANU itshontshile election kuseselo mgari bezenza bona izanqondo kodwa wacina kuphuma indaba ye-GNU eyayaba khona ngo-2009. Why kwaba le-GNU yena umgabe wayewinile? So asimenini into ekhona ukuthi ilizwe liyakhala Gibbs, abantu bayakhala ukusumangala ukuthi owavotela iZANU wakhona yena leya bathi khona yawina ngobani. Why is it abantu bavota ngo-12 ebusuku ema-towns khona ama-ballot papers ayeprintwe emaningi on time? Umuntu ongahambanga esikolo can actually conclude ukuthi khona iveki yehluleka umsebenzi because yayisebenza from an answer, but they were working from an answer ukuthi ujidumelawo because babetshele ukuthi ujidumelawini ukuthi awine njani. Yikho lapha kokuba khona le nkinga. Yikho sibona-ke izinto zingahambanga kuhle and asoze zihambe kuhle and it's unfortunate ukuthi kona the majority is still going to suffer. Even those that voted for ZANU-PF, they are still going to suffer.
Bamzanga phosela ukugcina sibili ngamafitshane baba.
Udubeka sonke engasekelisi ukubusa ilizwe. Esikukhangelayo sikhangela i-ideology ezanu-PF. I-ideology esuthisa abantu abaningi. Kathesi singakhangela umsebenzi enzwa ngubaba uMnangagwa. Uyasitshengisela ukuthi iZimbabwe kuyasuthwa. So lokho ababefuna ukuthi bekhale ngakho besiya kuma Western countries ukuthi ebe ezesibuza. Yikho abantu beZimbabwe bathe no free ballot. I-aid ayikhuluma yasifuni vele i-aid le ukhuluma nge-aid encitshizeki. Izeke ilandaba le 8 ama elections sephelile so asilandaba lokufuna uncedwa iAmerica ukuthi ikathi 8 la isiko okutshela ukuthi silegitimate ngoba isiko legitimate ilegitimate ivela ebantwini beZimbabwe abayikhuluma through the ballot.
AmaZimbabweans avota, AmaZimbabweans avota ngobuningi, AmaZimbabweans avotela uPresident uNelson Chamisa, izalo yatshontsha uMnangagwa wazihlalisa esihlalweni sobukhosi esingaso sakhe kodwa esikwaziyo yukuthi kuzatshintsha weza bayafuna kumbe kabafuni gift bazavuma kuphela ngoba ilizwe lakho nasoze libuseke.
Lapha lizwe unkosazana Barbara Gwangwara owebandla le-TCC lomnumzana Kudamunsaka ilunga le-ZANU-PF njalo kunhlanganiso ye-Forever Associates Zimbabwe edlelana lebandla elibusayo. Umdlali womsebenzi wokulibazisa uZulu njalo engumlobi wemidlalo odabuka kwelemelika uHeather Masi ngomunye wabaphatheka kumcimbi walonyaka oyintwasa Arts Festival kobulawayo lapho abukisa umdlalo wakhe eBulawayo Theatre olesihloko esithi Hedi, The Life and Inventions of Hedi Lama. UAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umcimbi weIntwasa Arts Festival ungene kusuku lwesithathu lamhlanje lapho umdlali waseMelika uHeather Masi obukise owakhe umdlalo. UHeather olezicoco eziningi ezigoqela ese Outstanding Actress in a Stage Reading, Planet Connections Theatre Festivity, Festival Best Seller, United Solo Festival, Best Actress ngomnyaka ka-2017 lezinye wamela eleMelika ngomnyaka ka-2008 emcimbini weIntwasa Arts Festival wobulawayo uchasisa awenza emcimbini lo.
I'm here at the Intwasa Arts Festival in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe at the Bulawayo Theater with my show Hedi, The Life and Inventions of Hedi Lamarr, about the inventor and actress Hedi Lamarr. She was known for being beautiful. She was famous during World War II. She also invented technology for torpedo guidance. And who uses technology now in cell phones, Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth. And we have another performance of the show on Thursday, September 28th. Yes?
New York City writer, performer, and producer ngilapha kwaBulawayo kuIntwasa Festival eBulawayo Theatre lombukiso wami ukuzotshengisa abantu bakwaBulawayo.
Umqoqi weIntwasa Arts Festival uNkululeko Nkala uthi umcimbi walonyaka ubuthanisa abantu abanengi ukwedlula nyakenye.
Ngikangwayo embasa ukuthi ikwanise ukuzilethela lomdlalo. Laba abantu abangibabonela mina siyajabula ukuthi bawunilela ngoba bathi bebe abanye abakhona kulomdlalo bezobona labo bebe-inspired ngesikhiwa lapho bakwanisa khona. But asikho kodwa bakhona, sinabantwana njalo be-Charleston Primary School labo they are part of the festival. Isifiso sethu ukuthi kube labantwana abaningi ababa yingxenye yefestival ukuze imidlalo ingabi kumele iqhubeke iloba thina singasekho.
Umcimbi walonyaka owe Intwasa Arts Festival uqhutshwa phansi kwesihloko esithi Imagine It, Experience It. Uqale ngolwesibili uyaphela ngomgqibelo. Umculi otshaya amakatali kuqembu lemakomba uTrustworthy Samende abasuka eVictoria Falls uthi umcimbi weIntwasa uqakathekile.
Service performer kusasa emokomba eNtwasa festival. INtwasa iqakathekile kakhulu. I mean, INtwasa is I think the biggest festival eBulawayo. Yeah, eBulawayo. So yeah, it's really important for China kakhulu ukuthi sishaye kithi eMathebeleland.
Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube yisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.